Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning, welcome back, and Sean Stone joins us from Metroland. He is the arts editor of Metroland, and we came in with a little music from Suzanne Vega, who will be playing in our region, and Sean will tell us about that in just a moment. But before we get to the list, let me welcome Sean as to the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm delightful.
You are delightful. I find
Good
you delightful.
Morning.
Good morning. Very nice to have you here. So what have you been up to? What have you seen?
Well, I saw the new Noah Baumbach comedy, While We're Young.
And?
It's very funny.
There you go.
You could even call it lacerating.
Laceratingly funny?
Yes. Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts play a sort of middle-aged couple who aren't happy about sort of sliding into middle age, and all their friends are sort of these monstrous people who started having children, and they're really, like, you know, terrible breeders about it. So they take up with this younger couple, played by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried, and it's just, you know, it's a clash of generations, it's a clash of cultures, it's and Charles Grodin is in it.
So you can't beat it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Good stuff. It's While We're Young. And then you also saw some films at the Madison.
Yeah, they had there's a film society called the Pine Hills Film Colony, and they did this thing at the Madison of, I think it was called the Lost Paradise Jazz Age Films, which, of course, is just my demographic. So I wandered over, and I saw the 1930 musical Follow Through, and they had a good turnout, and it was, you know, it's in Technicolor, it's 1930. I mean, the whole thing seemed designed to show great close-ups of the star, Nancy Carroll, because she had red hair, because you have color.
Right.
And it had the ultimate sort of flapper code production number called I Want to Be Bad, which had chorus girls dressed as angels turn into tap-dancing devils, and then the stage is engulfed in flames, and a fire truck arrives and puts out the flames, and they turn back into angels, which is why I like those daffy musicals.
It seems like a lot of red and
yeah.
a lot of color and a lot of fun, quite
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, and it was a good time.
And what was the date stamp on that?
That was 1930.
1930. That's great. Very
yeah.
fun. All right, so then we have things that are opening tonight.
Yes, Proctors wants you to be their guest. Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
That's cute. I like it.
Thank you.
I like what you did there.
There you go.
Beauty and the Beast is the stage musical, the Disney stage musical of the popular Disney animated hit, and it'll be on stage for how long?
Tonight through, I believe, Sunday.
Great.
Five or six shows, you know, as many as you can cram in. And then, let's see, tomorrow night, opening at the Theater Institute at Sage, Spring Awakening, you know, the big rock German romantic musical. The thing that shocked me about it is that it's now 10 years old.
Yeah, it's 10 years old. It obviously won a slew of Tonys. We had the members of the cast and Lee Strimbeck on Tuesday, and my God, it just seems like they're great kids, and it seems like it's going to be a fantastic production. It plays this weekend and next weekend, and it should be great.
Yeah, their stuff always has a lot of energy, which is a big plus.
Theater Institute at Sage, yes.
Yeah, opening previews open Friday. Opening night is Tuesday. Capitol Repertory Theater is doing Hamlet, which is really impressive because that's the kind of play that regional theaters don't usually like to do.
Because it's really hard.
It's really hard.
Yes.
So, you know, go out and support it because this is a good thing.
And we're going to have I believe, who's playing? Kevin McGuire is playing Hamlet.
Kevin McGuire is writing it.
Yeah. So Kevin McGuire will be in with us tomorrow to talk about Hamlet. And we love him, and we love the fact that they're doing that. So that's great. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But as you say, it opens for previews on Friday, and then we'll open officially on Tuesday.
Yeah. And then Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's the friend of NPR, Paula Poundstone.
You know, she was on Tuesday, and we had a conversation with her. I could have talked to her for another hour. She's just delightful. She's so just naturally funny and amusing.
Yeah. I mostly like her on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me when she goes off script.
Yes.
Like when she completely derails the show. That's awesome.
And it's basically just a rant on something.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. And if you've ever seen her perform live, she really doesn't have much of a script. She just sits there and talks to the audience and just kind of sits off the side of the stage. And it's really funny and fascinating. And Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is a great room to see her in because it's just nice
perfect.
And intimate.
Yeah. And then thank you for picking her as the intro music. Suzanne Vega will be at Bearsville Theater on Saturday night. She had a new album last year. She's probably my favorite singer-songwriter.
Yeah, I love her voice. I love her what she says in her songs. She's so cool.
Yeah.
Bearsville Theater on Saturday night.
And then also Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, the Albany Symphony Orchestra will be performing with a string trio called Time for Three. They're going to play a piece that was composed for them by Jennifer Higdon. They're also doing Aaron Copland and Dvorak's New World Symphony. And then Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Troy Music Hall, it's the Amadeus Orchestra with cellist Cicely Parnas. She's going to play the Haydn Cello Concerto. And then sort of an early bird special at the Palace at 3 o'clock on Sunday, Engelbert Humperdinck.
The early bird Engelbert Humperdinck special, yes.
Yes, yes. And then also at the Palace on Monday night, The Dude Abides, The Big Lebowski. And then Tuesday night at the Egg from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, it's Rhiannon Giddens. But you're out of luck because I just checked the website and the show is sold out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
So it's sold out for Tuesday, but good to know it's there, I guess.
Get her album, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Get the album. A bunch of new movies coming out this week. I guess we're slowly getting into the summer film season of all things.
Yes, and you know that because Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, is playing on 700 screens in just the greater Albany area.
This is the Kevin James follow-up.
Yep, he's back on the Segway, and he's in Las Vegas, and he apparently wrestles an emu or an ostrich or something.
That sounds hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And then we have Child 44, which is a serial killer movie set in the Soviet Union in the 1950s. It has an interesting cast. It stars Tom Hardy, Noomi Rapace, and Gary Oldman.
I'm getting to the point now, I don't know about you, I'm getting to the point now that when I see, I don't tend to see these particular films in the theater, but when I see that they have come to my DVR, or to the, what do they call that, in demand, if I see Tom Hardy's name attached to it and I'm looking for something to watch, I will instantly get it.
Yeah, that's pretty much a good plan.
I find myself enjoying his work very much.
Yes.
All right.
And then we have True Story, which is based on a true story. It's a crime drama starring Jonah Hill, James Franco, and Felicity Jones. And then we have something called Unfriended, which is a horror movie that just, you know, probably makes Mark Zuckerberg cry that he didn't trademark Unfriended. You know?
I didn't even think of that.
Only thing I could think of because I saw the picture and it's like some teenager crying probably because his computer is going to kill him or something. I don't know. You know what these movies are like.
I got it. That's a great point, though. I didn't even think that is part of our language and Unfriended.
Yes, there you go.
And now it's a horror movie. Okay, all kinds of good stuff to see and to do, and you can find out more. Go to our website, and how's your website looking?
I don't know. I'm sort of looking into GeoCities or Angel Fire or something, maybe.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't know.
All right. Just checking. Just I asked because I care.
I know. So I'm glad someone does.
Was that a shot, Sean?
I don't know. I just say things.
Okay, I gotcha. Sean Stone is our dear friend, and he as of right now is the arts editor of Metroland, and it's very nice to have him with us. Sean, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.
All right, talk to you next week. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.